Everyone stared at me, and Kylan waved her hands in the corner for me to stop talking. Shit. Taking my arm, Katerina led me over to another group of people. This is Phoebe, my son Thaddeus's wife. Phoebe extended her hand to me and gave me the warmest smile. I knew instantly I was going to like her. Kylan had already told me how amazing she was. My eyes glanced down to her very pregnant belly, and a tinge of jealousy raced through my veins. Kylan walked up and hugged Phoebe. You look beautiful, she said with a smile. Phoebe chuckled. I feel like a whale. Shaking my head, I said, You're beautiful and glowing. That's when I turned to Kylan. She had the same glow. My heart stopped. She was pregnant too. I cleared my throat and pushed away my jealous thoughts. So, have I met all the important people? Kylan laughed. No, you haven't met Yaya yet. Yaya? I asked with a questioning look. Watch out, she spits, Kylan warned. My eyes widened in horror. She spits? Nodding, she added, On you. What? I asked in horror. They really don't do that anymore, Phoebe added. I guess that was supposed to make me feel better. Wait, who is Yaya? Kylan answered, The guy's grandmother. Oh. It was all I could say. Do I have to greet her in any special way? Phoebe laughed. No, just ignore whatever it is she says to you. My eyes swung over to Kylan. She's going to say something about you carrying a baby. I swallowed hard. What? She waved it off with her hand. Just don't let it freak you out. I was freaked out. Really freaked out. My body warmed instantly as Nick wrapped his arm around my waist.
You ladies filling your head with things about the family?
Kylan let out an evil laugh as Phoebe simply grinned wider. Never, Kylan cackled. There must have been 50 people in the house, I swear. One after another they came up to me. They all started off with the same first sentence. So, you're Italian. The best one so far was from Aunt Maria. No, wait, Cousin Maria. No, maybe it was Maria the best friend. Whoever it was pulled me to the side and asked if I was able to handle the strong arm of a Greek man. She warned me of how possessive they were with their women. I couldn't help but search out Kylan and Phoebe. I watched as both Thano and Thad kept their arms on their wives. To me, it was more of a loving thing than possessive. Scanning the room, I found Dimitris with Katerina. He pulled her into his arms and kissed her. My heart skipped a beat. Their love was evident not only with the way they looked at each other, but in the way their sons looked at the women they loved. Glancing over to Nick, I wondered if he looked at me that way. Nick placed his hand on my lower back and guided me toward the kitchen.
Time to eat, baby.
My stomach growled, and I realized I hadn't eaten anything all day. I was starving.
You up for elk hunting this year?
Thano had asked Nick as we all stood waiting for everyone to file through the kitchen. The food smelled heavenly. I inhaled a deep breath.
Sure. We haven't been in a few years, Nick replied.
They were making small talk, and it somehow eased my nerves. Kylan was holding Kira and reminding her about her manners. I loved seeing her call out to her grandfather and run to him. The way Dimitris swept her up in his arms had my chest squeezing as memories of my own grandfather swirled in my head. I jumped when the young lady next to me asked, Have you had Greek food before? A few times. I've tried my hand at cooking a few Greek dishes. The entire kitchen grew quiet as everyone looked over at me. Shit, damn it. Double damn, why did I open my mouth? Then I saw her. The woman who must be Yaya. She stood there holding a dish while her eyes met mine. The way she was looking at me had me swallowing hard.
What have you tried your hand at? She asked.
Nick chuckled.
There is Yaya. Gabby, this is my grandmother.
I would have extended my hand, but she was holding a dish of something that looked and smelled heavenly.
Let me take that Yaya. Now go sit down, Katerina said.
Yaya started to head toward the massive dining room.
There was a large table set up, but I couldn't help but notice most of the people were heading out back or to the living room. "Why is no one sitting at the dining room table?" I asked Nick as we moved closer to the kitchen island that was covered in food.
"That's for the family."
I glanced around. A few people nodded at me and smiled, and I graciously returned the gesture.
Weren't they all family?
Nick, all these people didn't come just to meet me, did they? He laughed, but never answered as we approached the table. My eyes scanned the endless amount of food on the table. Here I thought my family loved food.
"Wow, that's a lot of food," I whispered with a small giggle.
Before I knew what was happening, a plate was shoved in my hands, and Katerina started piling on food. There was so much food on my plate, I nearly dropped it.
"Now, Gabriella, you come sit next to Yaya."
My heart froze, and I quickly looked over at Kylan. She lifted her brows and pretended to spit. Glancing back over my shoulder, I searched for Nick.
"Don't worry, my Nicholas will be sitting right next to you."
Was it my imagination, or did she keep referring to Nick as hers? As I sat down, Katerina pulled on my hair.
"Ouch!" I cried out as I turned to look at her. "What in the hell?"
She blushed.
"Oh my goodness, my bracelet got caught in your hair. Look at that."
Holding a few pieces of my hair, she smiled as if she had won a great victory. I, on the other hand, rubbed the area of my head where she had robbed me of precious strands of hair. I slowly sank down into the chair as Katerina leaned over to Yaya.
"This is my Nicholas's Gabriella, Yaya."
The older woman turned and stared at me. I did the only thing I could think of doing.
"So, Yaya means grandmother in Greek?"
She huffed at me, and I swear I saw smoke come from her mouth and nostrils. The way her eyes took me in had me fidgeting in my seat.
"So, you are Italian and you think you can cook Greek food, huh?"
My eyes widened in horror.
"Oh, well, I'm sure I can't cook it nearly as good as you or Katerina."
"Then how will our Nicholas eat?"
I laughed and gave Yaya a wink. Lucky for me, he said Italian was his favorite food. The entire room fell silent. How in the hell did they hear that over all this talking? Everyone looked at me, then Nick.
"Is this true, Nicholas?"
Katerina asked. I couldn't help but notice how Thad and Thano leaned in closer, like their next breath depended on Nick's answer. Kylan looked at me with a terrified look on her face, then said,
"I think what Gabby meant to say was, lucky for her, Nick will eat her Italian cooking."
She motioned for me to agree.
"Oh, yes, yes, that is exactly what I meant to say, not that Italian was his favorite."
I let out a laugh, and Kylan followed with one of her own. Then Phoebe chuckled.
"As if Nicholas would like Italian food over Greek," she said.
Nick sat there stunned, not uttering a single word. Yaya laughed. Then everyone else laughed.
"I knew Nicholas would never prefer that food," Katerina said.
In a sad attempt to keep my fake laugh up, my eyes scanned around the table until they fell on Dimitris. He sat there staring at me. A slight smile played across his lips as he reached for a glass of wine and lifted it. I followed suit. He took a sip while I downed the whole glass.
Yaya made a tisking sound, then said, "Well, we know she isn't pregnant with the way she drinks."
I started to choke on the wine.
Finally, Nick was pulled out of the daze he had been in.
"Yaya, Gabby isn't pregnant."
She nodded.
"I'd hope not with the way she's kicking them back."
"What?" I asked with a stunned expression. "I've only had..."
Nick leaned in closer.
"Let it go, Gabby. Let it go."
Chapter 25. Gabby.
The rest of dinner was spent with Yaya trying to shove every kind of Greek food down my throat.
"Try the moussaka. Eat the pastizio. Have you tried the spanakopita?"
If I ate another thing, I was positive I would throw up. The entire dinner, Yaya kept talking to me in Greek like I had a clue what she was saying. All I could do was stare at her. I was surprised to see most of the family had left, leaving pretty much just the immediate family and a few Marias sprinkled in here and there.
Katerina cleared her throat and looked at me. How long have you been baking, Gabriella? Nick took my hand in his, and all the females in the room sighed. I'd also heard most of the night how happy they were. Their Nicholas had found someone. Although I did hear someone in the other room mention it was a shame I wasn't Greek. Katerina actually looked happy to see the exchange between Nick and me, but I still felt like an outsider. If it hadn't been for Kylan and Kira, I'd be the only person in the room who wasn't Greek. Smiling, I replied, "Since I can remember, my grandmother taught me." Katerina smiled big and bright. "Does she live here in Colorado?" My hands started to sweat. I never talked about my past. Ever. No, she passed on a few years back. Sadness swept over her face. I'm so sorry. With a fake grin, I reached for my wine glass and took a hearty drink before saying, It's okay. I was lucky to have the time I had with her. Katerina's smile felt warm and caring. At least I wasn't lying about my grandmother. Are you from Colorado Springs? Aunt Agnes asked. The East Coast, I responded. They all waited for me to elaborate, and what I didn't, Nick spoke.
Gabby moved here a few years back.
Gabby? Who is Gabby? Yaya asked. I knew damn well she knew it was me. Nick leaned forward to look around me and to his grandmother. He pointed to me.
Gabby. That's her name, Yaya.
She frowned. I thought her name was Gabriella. It is. I go by Gabby, though. Her lips snarled. Oh, hell.
Why? Gabriella is such a beautiful name. It matches your beautiful eyes.
Then it happened. She spit on me. Or at the very least made the noise and motion of spitting. I jumped at the action. I was 99% sure she hadn't actually spit on me. Turning to Kylan, she raised her eyebrows as if to say, Told you.
Yaya, stop it,
Nick warned.
Your parents?
Demetrius asked. My chest was beginning to tighten up to the point where I couldn't breathe. I hated lying. It was why I never talked about my past. I knew of only one way to make the question stop. They're dead. Blunt. To the point. Gasps were heard across the room. Now to add in the final blow. I was young. 18. Katerina looked over to Kylan.
You two have another thing in common.
Another thing? Kylan asked. Katerina looked at Kylan like she had grown two heads.
Yes. Both of your parents passed away when you were young.
My heart ached for Kylan, but at least the conversation was moving away from my past. I hated that I was lying, and that this was actually something painful for her, though. And what's the other thing? Kylan asked. Katerina stood and reached for my plate, then Nick's. Thano looked over to his mother and gave her a warning look. She smiled at him before looking at Kylan and then me.
Neither of you are Greek.
Of course, Kylan said with a sigh as Katerina announced dessert was coming. The buffet was long gone, and I had no idea who had actually cleaned it up as we sat and ate dinner. Turning to Nick, I asked in a whispered voice, Why is it so important for me to be Greek? He shrugged.
I don't think it is, honestly. Not with Kylan being Irish and all. She's just giving you a hard time.
Why? I asked in a hushed voice. Nick flashed me a panty-melting smile. His dark hair was messy, and he hadn't shaved in a few days. I wanted to run my fingertips over his scruff and imagine it between my legs. My cheeks heated, and Nick's smile grew bigger and sexier.
What are you thinking about, Gabby?
Sinking my teeth into my lip, I replied, It's probably better I keep it to myself.
So, Dad, did you get that junker car running yet?
I was pulled out of my naughty daydream by Thano. Looking his way, he leaned back and rubbed his satisfied belly. Demetrius stood.
Junker my ass. I'll show you what I've done. Come on, dessert can wait.
All four men stood, but Kylan and Phoebe stayed seated, so I did as well. I wondered if the other Drevis men were dominating like Nick had a tendency to be. I didn't mind it at all. As a matter of fact, I found that it turned me on. Nick leaned down and brushed his lips across the skin under my ear. My whole body shuddered, and I was positive Katerina noticed. My cheeks heated.
I'll be back, baby. Don't move from this spot.
I nodded. I won't. He moved and pressed his lips to mine.
Good girl.
The authority in his voice had me squeezing my legs together to keep the throbbing at bay. My eyes swung up to meet Kylan's. Thana was whispering something into her ear, and I could tell she was feeling the exact same way as me. When they walked away, she looked at me and said in a soft voice, "Kind of hot when they act all caveman, isn't it?" I nodded and attempted not to blush again. Katerina walked back in with Agnes and Maria. Or was that Sophia?
Ah, the best part of the meal. Isn't that right, Gabriella?
It's one of my favorites, I answered. Dish after dish after dish was placed on the table, replacing the plates of food that had been sitting there.
Eat! Eat up!
Phoebe and Kylan dug in like two hungry animals that had been deprived of food. I knew if I refused, I'd be insulting Katerina. So I grabbed a small piece of a few different desserts. Katerina pointed to each one to tell me what they were.
That is ekme kadefi, those are kulurakia, and this right here is Yaya's famous phyllo pastries.
Everything looks so delicious. Yaya picked up my plate and put a piece of baklava on it.
Eat! You need to fatten up for the babies.
Kylan groaned, as did Phoebe.
Oh, Yaya, stop that, Katerina said with a laugh.
Babies? I asked in a panicked voice. Katerina scooped more desserts onto my plate.
Kurabiedes, also known as Christmas butter cookies.
My eyes met hers as I repeated, babies? She nodded, but didn't utter a word. It was like she was letting the old lady break the news to see if I'd run or not. Well, she had no idea who she was dealing with. My eyes caught a familiar dish. Smiling, I reached for the dish.
Dimples, my mother made something similar around Christmas time.
She probably made these, Katerina added.
Yaya added to the conversation.
The damn Italians, always ripping off the Greeks.
Katerina gasped, then giggled.
Yaya, don't be mean to our lovely Gabriella.
Yaya waved Nick's mom off with her hand and shoved a truffle ball of some sort into her mouth. Kylan cleared her throat, getting my attention.
So, Thano said you were heading to Italy.
I swallowed hard. With a slight smile, I nodded.
I am.
How exciting, Phoebe said. Have you been before? With a wider smile, I replied,
lots of times. My family used to go every spring or early summer.
Do you have family there?
Katerina asked as she sat down.
I froze. Stick to the plan, Gabby. Stick to the plan.
Distant relatives. Family that we would see very briefly on our visits. One of them still owns my parents' bakery that they left behind when they came over to the U.S.
Really? Do you speak with them often?
The lump in my throat was growing by the second.
No, I haven't really spoken to any of them in a number of years.
Where will you stay? I mean, if you don't have close family there.
At a hotel not far from the bakery. I grew up spending my summers there, so I know my way around pretty well.
I felt his stare before I knew he was there. Nick stood in the dining room staring at me. I didn't like the way he was looking at me. There was something dark in his eyes, and it wasn't anything sexual. It was something else. Something I'd never seen before, and it sent a chill through my whole body.
Dad wanted to know if the desserts were on the table yet.
He never took his eyes off of me as he spoke.
He knows it is here. Tell that old fool to stop tinkering with that piece of junk car and get back in here.
Nick nodded and turned on his heels. I let out the breath I hadn't noticed I had been holding in. A buzzing sound came from my right. Glancing down, it was Nick's phone. My heart stopped when I read the preview of the text message.
Scarlett, you're all set with the tickets. Let me know if you need anything else. I miss...
I instantly felt sick. Why was he getting a text from Scarlett? What did she miss? Him? His call? Their friendship? Their relationship? My mind started spinning in a million directions. Every word that was said was a blur. The only thing I could think about was the text. Nick sat back down next to me and I tried to relax. He glanced at his phone, swiped it open, frowned, and then pushed it into his pocket. Do I let it go? Chewing on my lip, I placed my napkin onto the plate of desserts and stood. I'm so very sorry, but I'm not feeling well. I think I need to leave. Everyone jumped up. Nick, his parents, both his brothers, even Kira. They all came rushing over to me.
Nicholas, take her to the couch so she can lay down, Katerina said as she led the way.
I shook my head and called out, No. It came out harsher than I had intended. Nick stared at me with a worried expression. Looking into Nick's eyes, I said, I'd like to go home. Besides, Nick has a text I'm sure he is eager to answer.
Frowning, he looked confused. What?
Tears formed in my eyes. This was my payback for all the lies. The only thing I could do was whisper, Scarlett. Turning, I looked at both Katerina and Demetrius and said, Thank you so very much for dinner. Katerina walked up to me and kissed me on the cheek, then hugged me tightly. Demetrius followed her lead as she said,
Of course, of course. I hope you feel better, Gabriella.
Kira, who had been playing with her cousins most of the evening, came rushing up to me.
Don't leave, Gabby. I want to play hide and seek with you.
Kylan walked over to me and glanced between Nick and me. Is everything okay? She asked while bending down and picking up her daughter. It's fine, I said, before spinning on my heels and quickly making my way out of the Drevis house. I needed air. I needed to think.
Chapter 26. Nick. My heart was pounding in my chest. I wasn't sure if it was from hearing Gabby say she only had distant family in Italy, or the fact that she had seen a text come through from Scarlett. Who in the hell was Antonio? The uncle who owns the bakery now? I kissed my mother, Kylan, and Phoebe goodbye. Shaking my father's hand, I ignored my two brothers and rushed out the door to follow Gabby. She was walking as fast as she could toward my truck. Her phone was in her hand. Gabby, don't talk to me, Nick. Jesus Christ, don't do this. She stopped and faced me. Her eyes filled to the rim with tears she was fighting to keep back.
You told me there was nothing between the two of you. Yet she is texting you. What does she miss, Nick? Your cock?
Anger raced through my veins. No, I asked her to do me a favor for work. She knows someone who owns a travel agency and one of the guys needed plane tickets. I asked if she could get her friend to help out. Holy fuck, that lie came way too easy. Gabby's face softened. The beginning of the message must have been making sense to her as she put the two together.
What does she miss?
Pinching my brows together, I asked. What?
In her message, she said, I miss. That was all it showed.
I knew I had to tell her the truth. One, because I didn't want to lie to her any more than I was. And if she asked to see the text, she'd see that was what it said. She said she missed me.
Do you miss her?
She asked in a trembling voice. Placing my hands on her arms, I looked directly into her eyes. No, not one bit. Her shoulders dropped slightly, and she let out the breath she had been holding. Closing her eyes, she softly said,
I'm sorry. I don't know how much more of this I can take. I overreacted again.
I drew her in close to me. It means you care. Her arms wrapped around me tightly, as if this was the last time she would ever hug me.
I more than care, Nick.
My head pulled back. I wanted to ask her what she meant when she said she wasn't sure how much more she could take, but I let it go. She was probably overwhelmed by my family. Let's go back to my place. She smiled.
I have to work in the morning. I'm leaving the next day for Italy, and there's so much to do before I go.
My gut cramped. Who was she talking to on the phone? Are you looking forward to seeing anyone in particular when you go to Italy? Her body tensed.
No. Why would you ask me that?
Shrugging, I replied, I don't know, just wondering if there was a family member or someone you were excited to see. Gabby forced a smile.
No. It's been so long since I've been there.
I nodded. Gabby, if there was something wrong, you'd tell me. She swallowed hard. Her eyes searched mine, and I could see she wanted to tell me.
This trip is about letting go, Nick. There is something I need to take care of, and it's complicated.
I could easily ask her if it was Antonio she was letting go, but I couldn't do it. I didn't trust that she wouldn't put up a wall. Let's go back to your place so I can hold you in my arms tonight. Her body relaxed, and she smiled.
I think that sounds like an amazing plan.
Gabby stood at my truck and gave me a sweet smile.
I'll miss you.
A strange ache filled my chest. I'll miss you too, I said. All I really wanted to do was pull her into my arms and beg her to tell me what was going on. Lifting my hand, I placed it on the side of her face. I love you, Gabby. Her eyes filled with tears as she covered my hand with hers.
I love you too.
She opened her mouth as if to say something else, but closed it. There was no doubt in my mind she was keeping something from me, and I was hell-bent on finding out what it was.
Why couldn't I just ask her?
Because I was afraid of the truth. What good would come of me following her to Italy? Nothing. I knew that. It said I didn't trust her. I forced out my next words. I should probably head out. She nodded. I hated lying to her about having to go to work. Leaning down, I kissed her. It started off slow and sweet, but she soon had her arms around me, and her body pressed against mine. She pulled her lips back some and whispered my name.
Nick.
Dropping my forehead to hers, I took in a deep breath.
I'll call you when I land,
she whispered. I nodded. Okay. If I don't answer, I'm on a call. With a sweet, innocent smile, she reached up one more time. Have a safe trip, Gabby. She swallowed hard.
Stay safe. I love you.
My heart stilled. She said the words, and I knew in my heart she meant them. I winked. Always. And I love you too. Climbing up into my truck, I glanced back at her. I silently pleaded with her to tell me why her eyes looked so lost. When she lifted her hand in a wave, I did the same. When I pulled away from her place, I took my phone out and hit Liam's number.
Hey, he said.
Anything?
Listen, Nick. I think you need to let this go.
My heart jumped to my throat. What did you find out from your friend at the FBI? Liam sighed.
This sneaking behind her back doesn't feel right, Nick.
No fucking shit. Neither does following her to Italy. I feel like a goddamn stalker. I want more than anything to believe she isn't hiding anything, but she is. So what did he find out?
There's nothing he can find on a Gabby or Gabriella Mandela before 6 years ago.
Nothing?
No. He checked the entire East Coast for a 5-year span on either side of her date of birth. He came back with nothing. It's like she didn't exist but up until 6 years ago.
What about her social? Liam grew silent. Liam. He blew out a quick breath.
When he typed it in, it came back with classified.
My breath stalled in my chest.
What? Yeah. He'd have to get a different security clearance to get in. I'm sorry, Nick. He hit a dead end. But he did say she could be in some sort of witness protection.
I scrubbed my free hand over my face and cursed. What in the fuck? Holy fucking shit, what in the hell was going on?
Nick, I'm really sorry. He doesn't have any other information.
I sighed in frustration. It's all right, listen. I've got a flight to catch, so I'll be out of touch for about 12 hours.
Dude, I really wish you would rethink this. I have a bad feeling you're not going to like what you see in Italy.
I wanted to agree with him. I'll see you in a few days. Thanks, Liam. Appreciate all you did for me. Hitting end, I tossed my phone on the passenger seat. I had to hustle to get to the airport in time to catch my flight. Somehow I'd managed to get on a flight that left 3 hours before Gabby's. I'd beat her to Italy and get my plan laid out better. All this trouble, and what was I hoping to find out? The truth. The only problem was, I was beginning to think the last thing I wanted to know was the truth. The ball cap was pulled low on my head as I watched people embark off of Gabby's plane. When I saw her, my breath caught. She was wearing a free-flowing long white dress. Her hair was down, and she looked beautiful. She also looked nervous as hell, and she frantically looked around her. Tossing my bag over my shoulder, I started to follow her, being sure to keep a good distance back as we all walked to the baggage claim. I couldn't help but notice how, since she left the gate area, she had kept her head down and didn't really look at anyone. My phone buzzed in my pocket, and I pulled it out. It was from Liam, asking if I had made it, and how it wasn't too late to turn this around. I closed my eyes and cursed internally. I hated not knowing what was going on. My gut was telling me something was off, way off, and I wouldn't rest until I found out what it was. Gabby pulled out her phone, and a few seconds later, mine buzzed in my hand. I sent it to voicemail. She glanced around again and then smiled. She must be listening to my message. Dropping her head, she left me a message, hung up, then waited for her luggage. Gabby headed out of the airport with one suitcase. I'd already had Liam's FBI buddy, Jim Lind, arrange to meet me at the airport. He was working over here on a case and was more than willing to help me out. We'd met earlier, and he was waiting outside where all the taxis lined up to pick people up. When I stepped outside, I headed quickly over to his car while keeping an eye on Gabby. Slipping in, he asked,
"Is that her?"
I nodded. "Yeah." He frowned. "What?" Shaking his head, he replied,
"She looks really familiar, that's all."
I looked at him. "Really?" He nodded.
"Yeah. I can't place it, though."
Gabby slipped into a taxi and we hung back far enough so he wouldn't add any suspicion.
"What's her name?"
Jim asked. Turning to him, I answered, "Gabby Mandela." "Do you think you know her?" He shook his head.
"I'm not sure. Has she been to Italy before?"
"I believe she used to come a lot with her family before her parents died when she was in high school." Jim simply nodded.
"Where is she from?"
"New Jersey." He looked at me and narrowed his eyes.
"Huh. Interesting.
What in the fuck was that supposed to mean?"
"You're staying at the same hotel as her?"
"Yeah."
"How will you know when she leaves?"
I felt like such an asshole. I put a tracker in her purse. He laughed.
"Want a job with the FBI?
I gave him a polite chuckle. Believe me, had you asked me that 6 months ago, I'd probably be all over it.
"You have military training, plus you're SWAT. Trust me, we'd be all over you."
This time I turned and really looked at him. "Seriously? Did Liam tell you I was in the Marines?"
"Before I agreed to do this for Liam, I ran a background check on you."
Now I laughed. "I can't say I don't blame you. How long have you been here in Italy?"
4 years. I was in our New York office prior to that.
"Wow. You ready to come home yet?" Jim let out a chuckle.
"Sometimes."
He pulled back and parked on the street.
"There's your hotel."
We both watched as the bellman helped Gabby with her luggage. I jumped when Jim started talking. Shit, my nerves were shot.
"Len, I've got a Gabby Mandela checking into the Grand Hotel Trieste. I need the room number and a room booked as close as possible to it."
Damn FBI. I was going to owe Liam and Jim big time.
"Right. Put it under the name Nick Drivas. But I wanted a private booking."
A few minutes later, he was hitting end.
"She's on the 7th floor, 723.
I added the information to my phone.
"You're a few rooms down, room 718.
"Jim, I don't know how to thank you for your help." He smiled.
"Liam told me what was going on, and although he doesn't agree with what you're doing, I get why you're doing it. Sometimes there are things we have to know first, before we deal with it head on."
I nodded. "Yeah, let's hope I'm wrong." Reaching his hand out for me, he said,
"I'm not far from here. If she leaves and you want to follow, give me a call. It will take me 2 minutes to get here."
I shook his hand. "Thanks, Jim. I appreciate all your help." As I made my way into the hotel, I couldn't shake the strange feeling I had. My world was about to be turned upside down, and I had no idea how much so. Chapter 27. Nick. I sat on the balcony and stared out over the beautiful city of Padua. No wonder Gabby's family returned here every year. It was breathtaking. A part of me ached that I wasn't able to share this with her. It was my first time in Italy, and it should have been spent with the woman I loved, showing me where her family was from. Instead, I was hiding out in the hotel like some creeper waiting for her to leave. As if on cue, my phone beeped. I closed my eyes and drew in a deep breath. Was I really going to do this? Yes. Standing, I walked back into the room and picked up my phone. I sent Jim a text, and he called me back in a few seconds.
"Wait for her to leave, then come down to the front 5 minutes later."
I paced my hotel room for the 5 minutes before I finally headed down to the lobby and out to Jim's car. Slipping into his black BMW again, I showed him my phone that was tracking Gabby.
"She's heading into Padua."
Jim hit the gas and started following the same route.
"Any idea who she is with?"
My heart dropped. Why?
Did she leave with someone? I didn't see her walk out with anyone, but a car did pull up and she got in. I got the plates, and I'm having them run.
I swallowed hard while giving a slight nod. A part of me wanted to tell Jim to turn around, that none of this mattered and that I trusted Gabby with my whole heart. The other part was screaming to stay the course, that I needed to know who in the hell she was talking to on the phone. For all I knew, she could have hired a driver. Jesus, this was insane. It looks like it stopped, I said.
Address?
I called out the address and Jim pushed a little harder on the gas. He turned the corner and found a parking spot.
There's the car. And it looks like she's still in it.
My mouth dropped open as I stared at the Maserati. I pointed. She got into a Maserati? He nodded.
And it looks like she's waiting to get out.
Why? What is she waiting for?
Well, who is she waiting for?
Jim added. Glancing his way, I frowned, then glanced back to the car. This is crazy. I trust Gabby. What the fuck am I doing? Jim let out a harsh laugh.
If you trusted her, Nick, you wouldn't be thousands of miles away from home sitting in my car, reaching for my binoculars to get a better look.
I looked down. My hand was outstretched as I waited for him to hand me the binoculars. Fuck, I whispered. He handed them to me, and I could see into the car better. There was an older gentleman in the car. Gabby was facing him, her smile big and bright. The driver's side door opened, and the older guy got out.
Money,
Jim said.
Whoever this is, he has a shit ton of it. Look at how he's dressed.
I didn't answer him as I watched the guy look around. I put the binoculars down when his eyes swept our way. It's like he is looking to see if they were followed or if someone was watching, I said. Looking over to Jim, I added, he's also carrying a gun. He smiled.
Nice observation. Who do you think he is?
I shook my head and looked back over at the driver. I have no fucking clue.
They're parked outside of Giovanni's.
You been there?
Sure, lots of times. It's a nice place. One of the nicest in the city.
The driver put his finger to his ear.
He has an earpiece in, Jim said.
I scrubbed my hands down my face. What in the fuck is going on? Who are these people she is with? Pushing off the side of the car, the driver walked to the passenger side and opened the door. The first thing I noticed was her beautiful leg, then the other. Reaching his hand out for Gabby's, the guy helped her out of the car. She had on a black dress and black high heels. A coat was draped over her arm, and the driver motioned to put it on her.
Seems to me she is used to this kind of behavior. Does she come from money?
I shrugged. I have no fucking clue. Gabby told me her parents died when she was in high school. She owns a bakery in Colorado Springs, drives a normal car, and doesn't act like she grew up with money. She doesn't talk about her past at all, so I have no idea. She told my family she doesn't have any real close family over here. So who is this guy?
Maybe a family friend, a distant uncle. You said they came here every summer.
Yeah, maybe. She mentioned her parents owning a bakery over here that an uncle, I think, runs now.
Giovanni's isn't a bakery, I can tell you that.
Another Maserati pulled up and parked behind the one Gabby had gotten out of. Two guys got out of the front. Both looked like cops. Know them? I asked as I handed him the glasses. Jim grabbed the binoculars.
What in the fuck?
What? I asked.
Yeah, I know them. They're police officers.
From the U.S.? He shook his head.
No, they're Padua officers. Looks like they're working part-time or undercover.
He looked over at me and gave me a look that said shit just got real. My stomach dropped. What? Why? How does she? Fucking hell. The one guy opened up the back door and a guy stepped out. He was dressed in a long black coat and had his back to us. Can you see his face? I asked. Jim cursed.
No. He is looking directly at Gabby.
Gabby smiled and her face lit up so bright I felt sick. Whoever this guy was, she was happy as hell to see him. Then it happened. She ran to him. The smile on her face clearly showed how much she longed to be in his arms. My heart slammed against my chest when her body crashed into the stranger. Her arms swung around his neck as his wrapped her up tight. When he leaned down to kiss her, I looked away. It felt as if someone was sitting on my chest and I couldn't breathe. How could she do this to me? This is exactly why I never wanted to fall in love. Jim was staring at me, and I couldn't take the pity in his eyes.
Another man,
he said more than asked. Appears to be, I said, forcing myself to look back at them. Anger and betrayal swept through my body. When he spun her around in his arms and her head flew back, my throat tightened. I couldn't take looking at them. Let's go.
You don't want to know who he is?
I shook my head while trying to keep my voice from cracking. I'd never felt pain grip at my chest like it was right now. How could she do this to me? How could she lie? Does it really matter at this point? The knife in my heart couldn't possibly go in any deeper. Jim pulled out, and as we drove by the restaurant, he slowed. They both turned and headed into it. It was like she had sensed I was there. Glancing over her shoulder, our eyes met. Looking away, I took in a slow, deep breath. You wouldn't mind swinging by the hotel so I could get my things, and then taking me to the airport, would you?
That's it? You see or hug one guy and you're out of here?
A cold rush of air raced across my body. I've seen enough. It has to be Antonio. He cleared his throat.
What? Who is Antonio?
The guy I heard her talking to on the phone. Jim ran his hand through his hair. He was deep in thought. I stared at him. You okay?
What? Are you sure you want to go to the airport, Nick? There's something I need to check out.
I'm positive. I'm ready to head home.
Okay. Well, you might have a hard time getting a flight out back to the States on short notice.
I shrugged. Then I'll wait at the airport for a flight. It didn't matter if I had to wait at the airport all night or for 2 days. I wasn't going back to that hotel so I could watch Gabby walk in with her lover.
Nick, you and I both know things aren't always what they seem. I've got a hunch. Let me check it out.
My head dropped back against the seat. Padua zipped by as Jim navigated through the small towns in his sports car. I should have been curious about his hunch and asking him for more details. But at that moment, I couldn't have cared less. I needed to get out of this damn country. All I could see was Gabby running to that guy. Well, if you find anything out, you can reach me on my cell.
Has she given you a reason to think she'd lie to you or that she was cheating?
Lifting my head, I stared out the window. She's been hiding something. I've known it almost from the beginning, but decided to push it aside, pretend like I didn't have this feeling in my gut because I'd never felt this way before.
Hard to ignore that when you're a cop, Nick.
I looked over at Jim. That's why I started looking her up, trying to find out more information on her, and I came up with nothing. Then Liam's other friend in the FBI came up with nothing. It's like she didn't exist past 6 years ago. Jim's brows lifted.
6 years ago?
All of a sudden, I was overcome with exhaustion. Waving it off, I said, none of it matters anymore. My broken heart was clouding my other thoughts, and if I didn't get out of this place soon, I'd go back to that restaurant and beat the living shit out of that asshole. Pulling out my phone, I called the airline to see if I could get on another flight. I was lucky. They had one leaving in 2 hours with a changeover in London. I wouldn't have cared if I had to stay in London overnight. If it meant not risking seeing Gabby again, then it was worth it. I shut the car door and thanked Jim. I really appreciate all your help, Jim. I'm just going to grab a taxi. I'm sorry you were playing chauffeur to me. He gave me a weak smile.
It was no problem. Like I said, let me check some things out. Things might not be what you think.
Laughing, I shook my head. This is why I always stick with the poke-and-go method. Teach me a lesson and never fall in love again. I was almost positive Jim was figuring out in his head what was going on. Maybe he'd seen Gabby and Antonio together before and didn't want to hurt my feelings. Whatever it was, I didn't care. I was done with this game. Standing back, I watched as Jim took off and blended right in with the other cars on the street. I walked into the hotel. My phone rang, and I knew it was her. Pulling it out of my pocket, I saw Gabby's name flash across the screen. I hit ignore and headed up to my room. The sooner I got the fuck out of Italy, the better.
Chapter 28. Gabby. Antonio wrapped his arm around me and ushered me into Uncle Alberto's office. I tried to remain calm, but I knew it was him. It was Nick. Antonio, it was Nick. I'm telling you, I looked directly into his eyes. My brother cupped my face.
Look at me, Angelo. There are two reasons that is impossible. One, Nick is not in Italy. And two, the car was moving too fast to see who it was.
I shook my head. It was him. I know it was.
Call him.
With a shaky breath, I pulled out my phone and quickly dialed. When his voicemail picked up, I dropped my head. He didn't answer.
Listen, I hired those two cops out there to keep an eye on you while you're here. Plus, with Lonzo watching over you and driving you around, you're going to be safe. Lonzo's been trained well. He'll know if you're being followed or not.
I nodded. I knew my brother was right. He would never put my life in danger. I was missing Nick, and I thought I saw him. That was all. The door opened, and both of my parents walked in. I couldn't believe how much older they looked. Unlike my brother, who hadn't appeared to age a day in his life, my parents looked to be a lot older than what they really were. The tears I had been holding back burst out, and I ran into their outstretched arms.
I've missed you. I've missed you both so much, I cried out between sobs.
Both of my parents were crying as well.
Nothing seemed out of the ordinary?
Antonio asked. My father shook his head as he pushed me back and took a good look at me.
My beautiful Gabriella, I've missed you so.
I've missed you too, Papa. I've missed you both so very much, there were times I felt like I couldn't breathe.
My mother drew me back in. She started to talk to me in Italian, and I couldn't help but laugh.
Mama, you're talking so fast and my Italian is very rusty. I don't understand a word you're saying.
She covered her mouth before dropping her hands to her side.
I'm just so happy to see you. Come. Uncle Alberto has the back private room waiting for all of us.
I glanced around the restaurant as we walked through it. Uncle Alberto still had my parents' old bakery, but this restaurant was his baby. It was beautiful. The moment I stepped inside, I felt a calm move over me. It was home. I was with my parents and my brother, and I knew I was safe. Dante didn't know I was alive, and he certainly didn't know I was in Padua, Italy. We spent the next 2 hours catching up while eating. I asked about life back home. My mother showed me pictures. I asked about my best friend, Linda. We cried when they told me Jack, my puppy I got in high school, had passed away. And we laughed when Antonio told a story about trying to paint my parents' house last winter. I thought I would have been sadder hearing about my old life I was missing out on. But it was the opposite. Antonio told me a little about his job, but with him being an FBI agent, he hardly ever talked about it. The most I ever saw him was during the whole mess with Dante, and how he helped me to disappear after the horrible night I witnessed at Dante's. Glasses of wine were lifted into a toast as I held mine up. After 6 years, I felt at home and whole again. Although, there was a dull ache in my heart that longed to have Nick with me. I'd tried so many times to tell him the truth over the last few weeks. I was going to enjoy my time with my family, then tell them my plan of telling Nick the truth about everything. The only way to keep us all safe is if I stayed apart from my family. For good. The thought hurt my heart. Pulling out my phone, I glanced down at it. I had called Nick when we landed, and he texted me back about an hour later. Since I got to the restaurant, I'd called once and sent him 5 text messages over the course of almost 3 hours. Was that him I saw? Impossible. I pulled up his number and hit the call button. When he answered, I breathed a sigh of relief.
Nick, I said with a smile, I've been trying to reach you. Where are you?
Oh, jeesh, like I wouldn't know where he was.
He laughed.
Out with the guys.
His answer was short, and there was a bite of anger in it. Not to mention it hurt to know he was out. But then again, wasn't I doing the same thing in a way? In Colorado Springs? He laughed.
Well, where the hell else would I be, Gabby?
Well, it's just... The craziest thing happened to me earlier, and I thought I saw you. He remained silent. Nick, is everything okay? With a loud laugh, he ended it with a long groan.
Fuck, I don't know. Why don't you tell me, Gabby? You having fun?
My mind was spinning. What had happened from the time I left to now? In one short day, everything felt off. Have you been drinking? I asked as I turned away from everyone. I could feel Antonio's eyes on me.
Yes, I have. You usually get shit-faced when you lose something that was important to you.
I swallowed hard. What did you lose? The silence on the other end of the line had my hand coming up to my neck. It felt like I couldn't breathe. A strange feeling moved over me, and I had the urge to rush back to Colorado Springs and tell Nick everything. Tell him everything I should have told him from the beginning. Nick, what did you lose?
I think you already know the answer. I need to go. Scarlett's waiting for me. Goodbye, Gabby.
A sharp intake of air filled the silence. My eyes widened in shock as I let his words rattle around in my head. What? Nick? Wait, what is happening? When the line went dead, it felt like my whole world stopped. Scarlett's waiting for me. This wasn't happening. It couldn't be happening. My phone dropped to the floor, and I wrapped my arms around my waist and started rocking as I called out his name. Antonio was by my side, pulling me to him, asking me over and over what was happening. I couldn't think straight to even form words in my head. He left me. He waited until I left, and then he went to her. Unless...
2 days later. Gabby, please stop with this. The guy is in Colorado Springs. I already had an FBI agent check. I showed you the picture he took yesterday.
The picture. It was of Nick and Cole sitting at a table with a few other guys at a restaurant. Antonio had found out the girl in the picture was a Scarlett Hansen, Nick's old and, what I was guessing, current fuck buddy. Her and her father owned the place. It had to be the place he told me where they went and ate. What if that was him, Antonio, and he saw me run into your arms? He'd have had plenty of time to get back to the States.
Or what if he is just like all the other asshole men out there and was using you for sex, Gabby? You slept with him, didn't you? Isn't that why you let your guard down?
Anger raced through my veins. I didn't let my guard down. I told you I didn't know they were going to take a picture of me and post it in the paper. He frowned.
You pulled out of the state competition, right?
Of course I did. I bit back.
Still, of all the people to date, a damn cop. What if he tried to pull you up or do a background check?
I flopped onto the sofa and laughed. Seriously? Paranoid much? His eyes lifted to mine.
It's my job to be paranoid.
Picking up my phone, I checked it again for any voicemails or texts. Nothing. I stood and started to pace. I refused to believe that Nick would use me. When he looked into my eyes and told me he loved me, I believed him. Antonio's phone beeped. He opened up a message and frowned. What? What is it?
Does this make it more clear?
Walking up to him, I snatched the phone out of his hand and stared at the picture. It was Nick and another woman hugging. I couldn't see her face, but it looked like it could have been Scarlett. The last bit of hope I was clinging on to fell right alongside my tears. I never thought I'd let someone hurt me again. This was 10 times worse than with Dante. I never loved him. Nick, I loved with my whole heart and soul. I need to get out for a bit.
And go where?
A walk. I need air. I'll be back later. Antonio stood.
I'll come with you.
Shaking my head, I wiped my tears. I need to be alone, Antonio. Please, just leave me alone. I wasn't sure how long I walked the streets of Padua. Lonzo walked a few feet behind me, but I knew he was there. I appreciated him leaving me alone. If I even tried to speak right now, I was positive I'd end up a blubbering fool. Coming up to the river, I leaned against the fence and looked out over it. A young couple walked hand in hand up the sidewalk. He whispered something in her ear and she blushed. A sharp pain hit me in the chest, and I had to force myself not to start crying. Nick, I whispered. My phone buzzed, and I looked to see it was Charity. Hello? Hey, how is it going over there in Italy? With a sigh, I replied, It could be better. How are things at home? Okay. Just okay? How are things at the bakery? They are okay, she said with a small sigh. I needed happy news, not bad. What happened? Max broke the mixer. He needs you to come back right away. I laughed. Leave it to Charity to make me smile. What else is new? How are things with you and Cole? She chuckled, then said, They're good. Lifting a brow, I asked, Just good? Just good. Hey, Beth and Nancy said hi. With a gasp, I covered my mouth and shook my head. You went to knitting club?
Yeah, well, I guess I was in the mood to knit some shit.
Laughing, I let out a sigh as my sadness